mother truckers. Welcome to a brand spanking new episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California. Just up from Hollywood Boulevard, sitting here in the Florida room, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in all the world. I am talking about Hollywood and Vine, mother truckers. You're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Comes on every day on the 7s, 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m. here out on the West Coast. Be the 10s if you're on the East Coast. Anywhere else in the world, do the maths, mother truckers. I ain't doing it for you. I ain't that smart. I didn't pay attention in maths. I really didn't. Yeah, I did. I could do it if I wanted to, but I just don't. That's just how it works. Or if you don't feel like doing that, you can download it as a podcast off of iTunes, the Crab Diving website, Stitcher, and wherever you do download it, give a mother trucker 5 stars or as many stars as you can, because I need my stars. And don't be chintzing a brother and I'm giving me 1 star, because if you want to give me 1 star, fuck off and just don't listen anyway and go about your day and just be nice. Damn it, just be nice. I don't know why the hell we can't all get along anyway. I wonder that all the damn time in Hollywood, walking places. I swear to God, because I talk about it all the time, I think. Or maybe not just here. I talk about it everywhere because I hate a damn crosswalk. People have no manners when they enter a crosswalk, whether they're in a car, out of a car, whatever. But I am convinced lately that people pretty much, when they're walking through a crosswalk these days, most of them, for whatever reason, just feel like the earth is supposed to rotate them through it. There's not supposed to be any effort on their part. It's just supposed to be rotated through naturally. I don't fucking get it. I've never seen some people walk. A dude walked across the crosswalk yesterday with a dog so slow. I seethe with anger. Like, it just bubbles up. My inner hell no goes nuts. It goes completely 100% nuts. So let me just tell you something. Big city, little city, rural area, wherever the hell you are, don't be a dick. If you're walking across the street, you're doing something, don't dawdle. Don't think it's your freaking right to just be a royal pain in the ass. I don't know how many people were raised with no manners, but it seems like parents just don't instill manners anymore. And you know what? I'm a firm believer of spanking. I think you should spank your children because they got to have something to be afraid of. That's why we have a whole bunch of douchebags running around these days. Like the fucking Biebs. Y'all see the Biebs done went and got kicked out of Coachella. Justin Bieber got his ass kicked the fuck out of Coachella because he was being an entitled little brat. And that's what happens to entitled little shitheads who think that they are entitled to better privileges than everybody, which he does. More times than not, it's like the Alyssa Milano I was talking about last episode. She gets on my damn nerves when she was over in the airport talking about how she was pissed off that they took her titty milk. Well, they took your titty milk because you didn't follow the protocols and you wanted special treatment. And when you didn't get it, you got all butt hurt. And that's just not how it works. You get special treatment more times than not. So when you don't get it, shut the fuck up, because you are looking like a complete idiot. I know there's probably all those women who they're probably with any women who are breastfeeding probably listened to me and were like, told me I was an asshole. And I fully support your breastfeeding. I just think in that particular instance, Alyssa Milano was trying to push the boundaries and wanted special treatment. And when she didn't get it, she got butt hurt. Because when I see women with a baby suckled to their teeth, I don't give a shit. I'm not one of those people who's out in public going like, oh, zoot delores, there's a baby on a titty, which I don't understand that anyway. Because one, titties are awesome. And two, it's a baby on a titty. Like what? I don't understand why people get so unnerved by that. It's just keep moving. If you don't want to look at a baby sucking on a titty, you have the option to not look at that baby sucking on a titty, especially if you're out in public, because you can just keep moving. But people can't do that. No, that'd be too mother trucking easy for people to just look away. But whatever. So the Biebs done went and got his ass kicked out of Coachella because he was trying to go see Drake. You know, the one where Madonna kissed him and everybody's been like, good Lord. I mean, good thing Madonna's still up to her antics, because I will talk about that, man. We're talking about the Biebs getting kicked the fuck out. I'm looking for my article so I can make an educated, whatever. It's not educated. It's just me sitting here recanting shit I read off of the internet. I'm trying to call that educated. Although I do believe most everything I read on the internet, and I choose to do that. That is my choice. So fuck you if you've got a problem with it, because that's just the way it is. But apparently, the TMZ had it on there. I'm looking at the Gossip Cop right now on account of that's just the one that I happened to be on when I decided to save this article so that I could talk about a few people. But the Biebs apparently was going to see Drake, who I don't get either. He's like, I don't know. That's just not my style. I like country. I like pop music and stuff. But some of Drake's stuff just a little, I don't know. It sounds weird to me. I just don't like it. It's just not my thing. plenty of people like it because he's huge. So apparently just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing good. It's just a Hollywood hick ain't down. And that's just a personal choice. And there's a lot of them. A lot of people look at the music I listen to and be like, oh my God, this fucking redneck listens to some of the gayest, worst music ever. And I will admit that I am a complete sucker for it. Freestyle music is one of my all-time favorites, like Lisa, Exposé, CoverGirl, Stevie B, all that shit from back in the day. Loves it. Okay, but what happened was he was trying to get into the special superstar section, which was at capacity. And there's fire codes, and there's a security dude who's saying, hell to the no, because we got too many people in here. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't really give a shit if you're Justin Bieber or if you're freaking President Obama at this point. It is full. Probably President Obama would have got in. But what he was saying is it's full. It's at capacity. You are late. If it was so damn important. See, that's the thing. If it was so damn important to you, Justin, to be able to see Drake and be there, then you would have not taken the entitled approach and just come staggered in at the last second because you got shut out. And what happened was this security guard kept going, no. He started to pull that, don't you know who I am? My fans are going to mob me. My fans are going to mob me. Fuck you, Justin Bieber. You know what? Just freaking calm down. And one, nobody in their right mind would mob you right now with that horrible fucking haircut and that scraggly ass shit you have growing on your face. I don't understand children, I say it all the time, who cannot grow facial hair, who insist on growing 4 hairs out of their lip and 3 hairs out of their chin and call it some sort of like beard. I don't get it. You look a fucking mess, okay? And until you are man enough to be able to grow a full amount of facial hair that does not look like some kind of bullshit flesh-colored nonsense that's wisped across your face, stop it. It's just your hair, too. That hair color one looks like you did it yourself with, like, some peroxide pony boy style out of Outsiders. And it's just not cute. It's just not cute. And you know what else is not cute? Your entitled fucking attitude. When the security guard said, we're at capacity, there's a fire code, and guess what? No matter who you are, you have to abide by the same rules as everybody else when it comes to shit like fire codes, okay? And this dude, just like Alyssa motherfucking Milano, was like, no, I don't care who you are. The rules is the rules, and you're going to have to follow them whether you like it or not, right? But what happened was you didn't like it. So then some little girl thought she was going to, who was working the thing, thought, oh, I will come save the day and like bring Justin Bieber in, and he'll probably be my new best friend. Well, that girl done went and made a mistake, because what happened was the Biebs pissed that security guard off because he tried to like usurp him, and he wasn't having it. Security guard put him in a fucking chokehold and was like, hail to the no. And guess what else? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. They threw Bieber out. Now, Bieber's on the flip side trying to say how he left of his own volition, and he's trying to sue, say they shouldn't have put him in a chokehold. And maybe the dude shouldn't have put him in a chokehold, but maybe Bieber shouldn't have been being a douchebag, a complete, utter douche nozzle with his self-entitled nonsense. No, the rules is the rules, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's the way it is. So Have that, yo. The Biebs got his ass kicked the hell out of Coachella. You know, I've been kicked out of a lot of places, but I ain't been kicked out of, well, I ain't never gone to Coachella. I've only gone to the Stagecoach version, which is the country Coachella, and I only went to it the first few years of it because once it became too big, it was not fun anymore because they start roping off areas and making it where you can't get places, and good Lord have mercy, y'all. It takes every ounce of patience you will ever have in your life to get in and out of that place. Like, if you aren't camping there, which my friends won't do because they're like prima donnas and shit, they're like, no, I gotta have a hotel room with a bed. I always wanted to just camp because I'll go stumble to a tent because you know I'm gonna get drunker and Cootie Brown when I'm there, so I might as well just stumble to a tent. I always gotta have a designated driver because there ain't no way on God's green earth I'm gonna be driving out of anywhere at a music festival. That's just not how I roll, right? I'm just usually walking around drunker and high, drunk and or high, and having a good old time, and that's how I want it. But getting in and out of it is a complete mother trucking nightmare. Like, I went, the last time I went to that Stagecoach crap, it was the Eagles were playing the headliner one night. It was like the first night of it. It was a 3-night, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So get there, left early, all kind of early, get there. Traffic, I mean, I'm driving in, creeping, rolling down the windows because, so I can listen to like John Fogerty and like Shelby Lynn and a few other people that were playing before. I couldn't even get in to do it. It was moving so slow, like trying to get into parking and stuff. I got out of the car and went into the back where the cooler was and popped a couple of few beers and just walked beside the car for a while and was able to keep, could probably walk faster than the car was moving, is pretty much how it was going down. It was maddening. So I won't go anymore. I just can't. I'm too old for that shit. I'm way too over that shit. You know what my style is now? And I don't do Coachella because you know what the Hollywood hick is doing tonight? Don't be jealous, mother truckers, because I'm fixing to tell you. Tonight, this Tuesday evening at the Staples Center, downtown Los Angeles, I will be attending the Barry Manilow extravaganza. I think he's claiming it's his last tour. I was not very excited about this at first because a good friend of mine wanted to go, and because apparently it was the very first concert she ever went to as a kid was Barry Manilow. So she's like, he says this is his last one. It's probably like Cher going to do 20 more because he looks like he's just preserved within an inch of everything. I'm getting all rambly and talking fast, and I can't keep up with my own damn mouth, but whatever. So apparently from everybody I have talked to, and I am not making this up, everybody I've talked to who's ever been to a Barry Manilow show, it's like, oh my God, dude, it is so much fun. There's like all these old ladies who go nuts. There's like a cold cross-section of people, and they're like, you remember every freaking song. You forget how many great songs that he had. And I start looking through because I have like the Barry Manilow Ultimate Collection or whatever. And I'm like, that's right. I keep forgetting how many like great songs he has. There's like, okay, like, look, okay, check this out. Check this out right motherfucking here. These are some of the gems the Hollywood hick, me, Brent Paris, will be listening to this evening live and in person at the Staples Center. And I guarantee you, I will be drunker than Cootie Brown sitting there enjoying me some musical stylings of the Barry Manilow. But like, okay, dude had a shit ton of like great songs. I'm not making this stuff up. Here, look, I'm gonna prove it to you. So here's a couple of few of my favorite, was just a couple of little clips of some of my favorite Barry Manilow tunes that I am uber excited to be hearing this evening. This is like Coachella for the Hollywood hick. I don't have to go all the way out to the desert to some dirty field. I get to walk down the street, jump on the subway, and get taken right to where I need to go. Don't have to worry about driving, can drink, can do whatever I want, and it's all good. So here is some of my favorite clips of some Barry Manilow tunes that I think need to fill your ear holes because they're fabulous. All right, first up, we got It's a Miracle, a classic Barry Manilow tune, and you know you're going to love it. So want to hear it? Here it go. Admit it, mother truckers, your toe started tapping, didn't it? That Barry Manilow, he had some good songs. That one I love. Okay, we got another one. We got another one right now. I'm just going to keep this trucking. I got like three or four of them. I want to like put some clips in here just because I love him so much. And I don't give a shit if y'all do or not. But by the end of it, I'm going to make you love him. And you're going to hear all about it, too. I plan on live tweeting this shit tonight, too. So follow the H-Wood Hick this evening because I will be live tweeting from the Barry Manilow concert because I hear that the people watching is off the mother trucking hook. So, okay. So another one of my favorite Barry Manilows would be this song called, a little something called Daybreak. So want to hear it? Here it go. But it's daybreak. If you wanna believe it can be daybreak. Ain't no time to grieve, said it's daybreak. If you'll only believe and let it shine, shine, shine all around the world. Sing it to the world. Daybreak, mother truckers. That is some happy ass shit right there. You know you love the Barry Manilows. You have to. Okay, so I got one more. This is another one of my favorites that I can never remember the words of. Whenever I sing things and I don't remember the words, I'm always like something, something, something. So this one I do a lot of something in. I say the name Mandy, which is the name of the song, and then a lot of something and something and something and after it because I can never remember the words. But I fucking love this song. So slow it down a little bit with another one of my favorite Barry Manilow tunes, a little clip of Mandy. You something and something and something. Here we go. How happy you made. I sure as hell don't know who this Mandy chick was, but she made an impression on the Manilows. That's what she did because she came and she gave without taking, and he turned her away. See, now that I've heard it, I can remember the words. And I turned you away, oh Mandy. You don't know how many times I've done that. People throw themselves at me, and I'm like, no. And then I look back, I'm like, you're an asshole. A complete asshole. You might actually like be in a relationship at this point in your life if you weren't such an asshole turning all your Mandys away. But apparently, the Hollywood hick will turn a Mandy away in the blink of a fucking eye. That's just how I roll. Ain't that smart. I never claimed to be that smart. I'm smart, but I ain't smart. You know what I mean? Okay, and then I'm going to leave y'all with one last, one of his biggest hits. This one I have to play only because when I was in college, I went to college in the mountains in North Carolina, and when it was warm enough, a river went right through campus and right by my apartment even. And what we would do, some friends, we would all do that. We'd just load up with beer and stuff and then take a car up and then tube down the river and then get out beside my place and then go pick cars up later and shit. Or probably back in college, we probably drove our drunk ass up there, picked our cars up drunk and drove them back, which I do not condone. Do not do what I do. It's a cautionary tale. Do not do as a Hollywood hick did because I was young and stupid and it led to troubles. So don't do what I did. So what I'm saying is leave your car there, do your drinking, and then go get it tomorrow. All's good. All's good. But whenever I do this tubing, I had a good friend, Susan, and we would always tube down. And for some reason, we felt compelled to sing I have the hardest time saying this. Coca Cabana at the top of our lungs as we tube down the river. And I just have the fondest memories of it. So in honor of my friend, Susan, back from Western Carolina University in North Carolina, here is a clip of Coca Cabana coming at you to your ear holes, courtesy of the Hollywood Higgs. And then when I hear this shit tonight, you know I'm gonna be going nuts. So here we go. Coca Cabana. There you have it, mother truckers. Don't be jealous. The Hollywood hick sitting right here talking to your ear holes right now will be attending the Barry Manilow extravaganza at the Staples Center downtown Los Angeles this evening at 7:30 in the p.m. I cannot wait. I was not excited about this at first. I just was going to go hang out with my friend because I don't get to see her enough because she's got fun killers. That's what I call kids, because as soon as those fuckers show up, all the fun is sucked. I don't ever get to see my friends anymore. I love them to death, but good Lord, it's like, do you need that much attention? Apparently you do. Whatever. But Barry Manilow, the Justin Bieber of the 70s, I will be at his show tonight, the Barry Manilow extravaganza. So don't be jealous. I went and saw Wonder Woman a couple of weeks ago, sing jazz tunes. Now I'm going to see Barry Manilow. You people are probably seething with jealousy. And I'm sorry that I live this fabulous life, but can't everybody be the Hollywood hick, y'all, sitting in the Florida room talking at your ear holes here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And if you put a /listen, you can hear this shit while it's happening. Hollywood hick every day on the Sevens West. Other programming on here, listen to all of that shit, y'all. So what else was happening in the world? Oh, Coachella's going on. We were talking about that. And apparently Madonna laid a big old smacker on the Drake. And something that the Biebs did not get to see because he got his ass throwed the fuck out, which still cracks my ass up. Entitled little shits. I love when those entitled little shits get their comeuppance and they run up against somebody who's like, nah, dude, I don't care who you are. This is the rules and that's the way it is. Sorry, I used to try to skirt those rules. It didn't always work. Sometimes it did. You got to take your lumps with your freaking successes, dude. Get over it. But apparently he tries to act like he was not that upset. But I get the feeling he was probably upset because he's used to getting his way. Probably went crying to Mama Scooter or whatever his manager's name is. Yeah, Scooter Braun. Probably went crying, when, Scooty, when? They wouldn't let me in see Drake at the Coachella because I'm Justin Bieber and I should get special treatment even though there's a fire code that's there for a mother trucking reason, asshole. But whatever. So Drake's on stage. I guess he has some song called Madonna or something. I don't know. Like I said, I don't really listen to the Drake's. Not my kind of music. And I ain't saying it's bad. It just ain't for me. But Madonna came out apparently and did a couple of songs and danced around him a little bit. He's sitting in a chair. And apparently she laid a big old smacker on him. You know, like she likes to do that. She did it with Britney and Christina that one time. Made a big old uproar. All they did was talk about Britney. Poor Christina got shut out of that one. She made the Mac Daddy too. Got slipped the tongue just like Britney. And nobody talked about Christina. They only talked about Britney. Poor thing. But Christina's doing fine. We ain't got to worry about her. I do love Christina Aguilera. That's another one I wish would come out with a fierce mother trucking album, because she has not the last couple have been meh. like Madonna's, meh. It's not that. A couple of songs I kind of like here and there, whatever, but come on, you were used to be so great, and you can be again, but just quit being a fame whore and quit doing stunts and actually make some good music. Do something different. Like that Ray of Light album, Madonna is fucking awesome. Back in the day, like Bedtime Stories is a fucking awesome album. The Like a Prayer is one of my all-time favorite songs. That's one of fucking karaoke jam. You want to get a freaking karaoke room going? Start singing some Like a Prayer. People like that song. Whether like Madonna or not, they will always get behind that song. I'm just saying is all. But so she laid a big old smack on. Apparently Drake made some disgusted face afterwards. And everybody was like, ooh, Madonna's got funky kisses or whatever. But he claims that she had on some like nasty tasting lipstick. And that's what he was wiping away. Now, the thing is, Drake, dude, you are also an actor because you were on that Degrassi High show. Degrassi High School or whatever, that Canadian show from up in Canada about like high school kids, and you were like the wheelchair guy, Wheelchair Jimmy or whatever. That's what the guy on one of my all-time favorite websites, the D-listed, calls him all the time, Wheelchair Jimmy, because his name was Jimmy and he was in a wheelchair. Go figure, right? But so you're an actor too, so you don't make disgusted face after that shit. It's just rude. It's rude. People, see what I'm saying? People ain't got no damn manners anymore. So you know the interwebs went nuts talking about Madonna's got funk kisses and this and that. But he claims that it was badass. He loves it. He got a little smack daddy tongue action from the queen of pop, which I wouldn't care if she had funk breath or not. I would slip a tongue so far down that woman's throat just so I could say I did it. Mm-hmm. I said it, and I'd say it again. But so he made this disgusted face. Apparently, he didn't like the taste of her lipstick. And from I used to do makeup work back in the day, and that long wearing shit, it doesn't taste good because it's got to have shit in there to make it like not go away. So she wants to be on stage with pretty lips the whole time, so she's got to wear that fucking superpower lipstick or these like sealer shit on there that ain't very tasty. So he probably is right. But dude, you're an actor. Power fucking through. It's part of the mystique of it all. You're supposed to make it seem like that was the baddest, most raddest thing to ever happen and keep on going with your show. And then after the fact, be like, oh my God, that was the worst tasting lipstick ever. It's just how it works. So quit being a puss. He's a puss. Like, I hear stories about him. I think he's just kind of a puss, I think, sometimes. I don't know. I don't really care about him enough to really care. So whatever. Apparently, Madonna, Mac Daddy'd with the Drake and the interwebs went nuts. But at least she's staying in the news because I do like her retort. She was like basically something to the effect of, let me see if I can find it because I can't remember. But she made a tweet about it where people were giving her shit, right? But she's like, basically saying, bitch, I'm Madonna. Fuck all y'all. I don't care. Oh, here it is. I think it's in this thing right here. We got to wait to open up because nothing in the Hollywood Hit Compound works fast anymore. I don't know what has happened to my computers. Like, even the, like, browsers won't freaking Google shit anymore. It's ridiculous. It's straight up ridiculous. Oh, fuck it. Whatever. She said something to the effect of, basically, like, oh, here it is. If you don't like me and you still watch everything I do, bitch, you're a fan. And I got to kind of support that. I got to support the Madge on that one. Yeah, if you're paying attention to everything I fucking do and you can't look away, you might be a fan, dude. You just might be a fan because I'm a fan. And I think as a fan, that's why I am entitled to say, like, honey, I wish you would make some better music. But a couple of things are growing. Like that Bitch, I'm Madonna song. I did not like it at first, but for some reason, that shit is kind of growing on me. I don't know why. I don't know why. And I don't have a clip ready to like play it for you or else I'd play a clip on here, but I got too busy making Barry Manilow clips and I didn't make a Madonna clip because I didn't even think I'd talk about that. So how do you like them apples? I ain't going to play your clip. You're going to have to go find it on the iTunes or some shit. But it's been on shit. She did it on Jimmy Fallon the other day on The Tonight Show. So if you want to watch that clip, which is actually a little bit entertaining because she's being sort of her crass self. I kind of like whatever. She shaped my childhood. From 14 on, she did a lot of like shaping of who the Hollywood hick is today. So this big mouth and all the shit you hear coming out of it is partly thanks to Madonna. Mm-hmm. It is showing up the truth. So what else is going on in the world out there? Oh, sweet Jesus, Lord have mercy on us all. Did y'all see that Dennis Quaid, you know him, he was like in like all those like good movies back in the day. And I've always actually kind of had a crush on him. He's always been that kind of unconventional cute guy. And he's always had like a nice tight body and shit like that. I've always had a crush on Dennis Quaid. You know, been around for freaking ever. For freaking ever, right? But apparently, dude is, and now this might or might not be a hoax. It has not been, determined whether this is a hoax or not quite yet. So it's highly likely that it is, but it's also kind of likely that it may not be. And some people are even speculating that it's a Jimmy Kimmel, punking everybody. Basically, he's punking everybody because basically, because he did that one where that girl caught everything on fire doing her twerking, which ended up being fake. And so now they're saying that this might be fake too, and it's all like a boy. But it's fucking hysterical. Okay, you know what? I can't even do it justice. He apparently loses his mind on the set of a movie because somebody's pissing him off. People aren't doing what they're supposed to do. It's highly unprofessional. And Dennis Quaid, as we all know, is a professional. He will tell you himself in this rant that he goes off on. But it's fucking hysterical. And whether it's real or fake, and if it is fake, job well done, Dennis Quaid. You're a better actor than I gave you credit for, dude. So, okay, whatever. I'm going to keep talking about it, and y'all just need to hear it. So here is Dennis Quaid freaking the fuck out on set somewhere. Maybe real, maybe not. But being the Hollywood hick and the fact that I believe everything on the internet, I choose to believe this is true. It actually happened, and he is pissed off and ready to punch a bitch in the throat. Okay, so want to hear it? Here it go.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here, and this dickhead wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't fucking Dennis me! I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse shit. I've got these fucking zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me and this fucking baby. This is garbage. Blow me.
Oh, my sweet Jesus, Lord, that brings me so much joy. That brings me so much joy. There's just so many gems in there. I really hope it's true. I really and truly hope it's true. I choose to believe it's true. So from this moment on until somebody proves to me 100% otherwise, maybe even 110% otherwise, I choose to believe this is true. The Hollywood hick will go believe this is true because there's too many gems in there. You dopey dickhead. The dopey the dick. That's what it was. Dopey the dick over there. And then dude's like, Dennis, try to like have a little bit of levity in there. Dennis, he's like, don't you Dennis me. Oh my God, I love it. What else did he say? Oh, he's like, this pussy's over here staring at me. Oh my God, that was awesome. These pussies over here. Like, he just did not hold back. And the clincher, the best part of all, is his exit where he's all, blow me, and slams the door. Next time I make a dramatic exit, it is going to be just that. Blow me, and I'm a slam. Oh my God, I love it. I love Dennis Quaid. This makes me love him even more. I love him so much more because sometimes you just need to fucking let some people know that they're fucking pissing you the fuck off. That's just how. Why do email alerts always give the Hollywood hick a fucking heart attack? I'm over here concentrating on talking to you people and my freaking computer will go bling. And why does that pleasant tone send me into cardiac arrest? I'll never fucking figure that shit out. But yeah, so apparently Dennis Quaid loses his mind on the set of something, but we don't know what. I mean, his brother, Randy, is fucking nuts. If y'all haven't been following that, but I highly recommend that y'all Google Randy Quaid but do not Google Randy Quaid sex tape because you will be forever changed and not in the good way. That shit was straight up disturbing. Straight up. That dude is like, talk about somebody who done straight up lost it. He was so funny too back in the day, like Vacation, all the shit he used to do. He was so funny. And then, oh, lost it. Lost it. Completely mother trucking lost it. But him and he's got some crazy wife, Evie or some stuff like that. I mean, and she's like an heir to like some, like it's either like Revlon or like Avon or one of them makeup companies, I think. I don't know. But she's like comes from a wealthy family. I don't get it. But Google Randy Quaid and watch some of the nonsense he does because he hates Rupert Murdoch and he thinks that everybody's out to get him, although they are fucking criminals on the run because they like defrauded ends, did all kind of other untoward nonsense. I can't remember all of it off the top of my head. But apparently his brother Dennis sometimes ain't having it either and has a little bit of a temper. And I can't fault him. Sometimes you just need to put people in check. And I just feel like that's what Dennis was doing at that moment. That's just how it goes. So more power to you, Dennis. I hope everybody like gives you a fucking break and it calms down so y'all can keep on making your movie. But if you do have any more meltdowns, please make sure somebody records it so that we can watch that one too, because it was fucking awesome. Dopey the Dick. That's my Dopey the Dick and Blow Me. Those are my two favorite parts of the whole thing, just because the Annie's just like, blow me. I'm out of here. Smash. Slams the door. Attaboy. You get him, Dennis. You get him. All right, what the hell else? Oh, speaking of movies and movie sets, this movie ain't even got off the ground yet, hardly. And I have been watching it like a hawk because I have spoken here before on the Hollywood Hick, because as a Hollywood Hick and a lover of Wonder Woman herself, they're making this Wonder Woman movie, right, with Gal Gadot. Her titties are not big enough for me, but I'm trying to overlook it because the rest of the package I'm not too opposed to. I think she's beautiful, and from camera angles and shit, they can hopefully make her look bigger, and she can work out to get more muscles, but I do not notice that she ever went and got any titty balls put in to up the ampleness of the bosom, which I think is a requirement to play Wonder Woman, but apparently I have been usurped in this department, so I've just had to let it go. Actually, I have not let it go. I just don't talk about it as much, but anytime Wonder Woman comes up, I do have to mention that her titties aren't big enough. They're just not. She should have the curves and everything. Like, it's just the way it is. Look at every comic. There is never any waifish looking Wonder Woman. It just doesn't happen. She's a fucking Amazon. And don't give me that one titty shit that Gal Gadot likes to give me. You know what? We are talking 2015. I do not need a one-titted Amazon just so that she can shoot her bow and arrow better. I get that's how, like, mythology, if you go all the way back to the beginning, that's what it is. But you know what? Nobody has ever represented that shit, and they're not going to. As Wonder Woman, she's going to have two titties, just like she's had since the frickin' 40s or whenever that shit started, back when the dude... And you know that the dude who invented the lie detector test is also the dude who came up with Wonder Woman? Marston, William, what's his name? Marston or whatever? Yeah. He was like this psychologist, had two wives, or like a wife and a live-in lady, like, but basically lived as a threesome. He was like very progressive. I've been reading through, but very slowly, because I'm not a very fast reader. I like read something, I read like 3 or 4 pages, and I put it down, and then I don't pick it up. And I'm like, oh, I want to read that some more, and then I have to start over. So I've started over this book like 3 times. But there's a book out there about the dude who came up with Wonder Woman, and it's fascinating. The whole thing is fascinating, because he lived this crazy life, and started Wonder Woman, and that's all that. So, oh, God, there goes that fucking ding again. I'm going to have to turn that shit off before I have a heart attack and die right here in the Florida room at the Hollywood Hit compound. Lord have mercy. So what was the fuck was I talking? Oh, Wonder Woman. So they're making the Wonder Woman movie, right? And you know these things are always kind of like up and down and this and that and whatever. But apparently the chick who was going to direct it, this chick, Michelle McLaren, I think that's her name. Yeah. Michelle McLaren, she's leaving Wonder Woman because of creative differences. It's always creative differences. So I was curious, as a Hollywood hick and a major fan of Wonder Woman, because the only thing I love more than Wonder Woman is Dolly Parton. And that is because I like try to pattern myself after Dolly. And that's just how it is. I love Dolly Parton more than anything. She's the sweetest, most awesome person ever. And we should all ask ourselves constantly every day, what would Dolly do? Whenever you don't know how to handle a situation, ask yourself, what would Dolly do? And I'm talking Parton, not Llama, okay? So fuck that shit. Okay, so I'm looking through the interwebs. I'm trying to figure out why this would go down like that, because I'm curious, why would this woman leave? If I was to direct a Wonder Woman movie, I think I would do everything in my power to make sure I kept doing it, because as a huge fan, I would be like, nobody else can do this right. That's how I feel. Maybe she's not as big a fan of me because bitch quit. She said, we are broke the fuck up, Warner Brothers, because we got creative differences. And then I'm reading around, and I found out, I can't find out a lot. They ain't saying a whole lot. But on one thing, I found out, one of her creative differences, and I don't understand this, because a bitch apparently has never turned on the TV and or read a Wonder Woman comic book if she was trying to introduce this shit. But she wanted Wonder Woman to have a like a tiger sidekick that talked, like off of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, like He-Man's sidekick cat. Like, that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life. Michelle McLaren, we are broke the fuck up, and good thing you ain't directing Wonder Woman movie trying to give her some talking cat that ain't never been in nothing ever. And even if it has, it might have showed up once or twice. And if anybody was going to have a talking cat, it'd be the Cheetah, one of her arch nemesis, not the freaking Wonder Woman herself. What the fuck were you thinking, woman? Good riddance if you're going to try to give my Wonder Woman a talking cat. That just don't make no damn sense. I can maybe see if she was on Paradise Island and you wanted to try to make it kind of interesting and say, but like critters are there and can talk, even though I still wouldn't get completely behind that. I would at least maybe say, like, let me see what the fuck she did. And then when I saw it, I probably more times than not would have just been like, what the fuck, Michelle, is probably what I would end up saying at the end of that shit. Just like, it boggles my mind. So why on God's green earth, Michelle McLaren, would you think, I mean, and this chick has directed some great stuff. This was going to be her first feature film, but she's directed Game of Thrones. She directed, what's that one, the Walking Dead. She directed Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, like all these really, really reputable programs that, like, where they have like good directors. Like Game of Thrones, they got some good directors in there. Oh, and did y'all see this about Game of Thrones? Or did y'all watch it? Do y'all watch? I watch. I love the Game of Thrones, and I'm all caught up in it. But I watched the brand new episode on Sunday night, went over to a friend's house, and we like had dinner and watched the Game of Thrones. And but I was looking at, like, something looks weird. Like, it don't look the same. It looks really digital and, like, different this season. I don't know what the hell they did, but it didn't look right. And my other issue is there was a lot of nudity on there. I will give them that. And a lot of man nudity. But this is the thing. The dude, and I think his name is Darius, whatever. He's the one that is sleeping with Khaleesi while she's in Marine. So, like, trying to save the slaves and then come in and attack Westeros and, like, take back over because she's the, like, rightful ruler, right? Well, she's, like, sleeping with this dude, Darius. And he showed his butt last season, and it was not the butt from this season, because his butt last season was a little bit more round. It was still skinny guy butt, but a skinny guy butt that had been doing his squats and worked on getting him a little bit of booty back there. The booty I saw on Sunday's episode was flat and almost concave. I don't know if he was clenching or something and causing it to, like, not look as foxy as it should have. But and I was, like, tooting his ass up too, because a friend had never watched it before and he just wanted to hang out. And so he was like, I'll watch Game of Thrones. I don't care. I've never really watched it, but y'all are my friends and I like to enjoy your company and you're going to give me free dinner, so I'll sit through it. But I was tuning up. I was like, this dude is the hottest one of all. He is my favorite Game of Thrones right now. Last season when he, like, threw that knife into that horse's eyeball and killed that dude dead and then took a piss to, like, show him that he wasn't going to be fucked with, I was like, okay, I'm down with that one. I would totally, my clothes would just fall off is what I was thinking to myself. Now I looked at it, he's just like some scrawny thing with, like, a concave ass, and I was so disappointed. I thought, well, maybe, but nope. And then the other booty was, like, the one that, like, the homo hooker, like, he's always getting naked and everything, and he doesn't even have the greatest of booty. He really doesn't have the greatest. It's a little bit flat, and when he's, like, laying down, it kind of, like, does weird things. Like, they need to get some man booty on there, like, some real man booty, like, some curved man booty, not these flat, misrepresented man booties. That's all I'm saying. So, whatever. I digress into Game of Thrones as I was talking about this chick who was supposed to direct Wonder Woman, and now she's not. So now has this thrown my Wonder Woman movie into flux? Because if that's the truth, the Hollywood hick is not going to be having it. I'm going to be over there protesting Warner Brothers, throwing eggs at it and shit, because if they don't get me a Wonder Woman movie and a good Wonder Woman movie, I am going to be so mother trucking pissed off. You do not even know. I will be yelling from every rooftop. It's my favorite. You cannot fuck with the Hollywood Hicks favorite and think I'm going to lay down and be quiet about it. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I will be continuing to follow this saga to see who else they get. I wonder if they're going to get another lady director, because this was going to be like the first lady to direct a big, like, tentpole action superhero movie. And so I don't know. But if you want to introduce a talking critter, like a talking tiger, into the Wonder Woman universe that never existed before, and people are like, what the fuck, then I'm going to have to support Warner Brothers in their decision to say, yes, just let us go our separate ways. But now they're talking she might be directing Miss Marvel over at the for Disney and the Marvel comic cartoons, not cartoons, live action shit, whatever. They're making a live action Miss Marvel, which is like the Carol Danning thing. And that could be very good too. So they're thinking maybe she'll do that. But I know she'll probably go over there and want to give her a talking cat too. And I hope somebody at Marvel is like, oh, hail to the no. Kibosh. Close a bitch down. That's what it happened. So enough on that. Wonder Woman's titties need to be bigger, and they need to find a new director stat, because this shit better still be coming out in 2017 as scheduled, or the Hollywood hick is going to lose his ever-loving mind. I am just saying is all. Okay? Okay. What else is going on in the world out there? Oh, did y'all see this? You know how much I love my blind gossip here on the Hollywood hick, right? So I was looking on here just today. The new one popped up. Ain't nobody even commented on it yet, because I like when nobody's commented yet. I think they, like, hold off and don't let people comment right away. Or they can. They just don't publish them right away so that people can, like, have to, like, wonder who these people are, right? So I was looking on here, and I always thought this seemed a little bit fishy. Whenever somebody says they go into the rehabs for stress-related something, especially, like, some starlet or whatever, then I'm always highly suspect as a Hollywood hick, because it's highly susceptible. Highly susceptible? No, that's not the right way to say that. It's highly suspect. That's how you say that. It is highly suspect. See, sometimes I just have to work through it, y'all, right here on the Hollywood Hick, on the Crab Diving Network, and I'm just working out. That's what I have to do. But I was looking at the Blind Gossip website, and apparently, according to the headline for it, is called You Felt Sorry for a Lie, right? So basically what happened was, is they, like, Blind Gossip says, want to know what really happened with that young celebrity who is in big trouble? Well, We are going to share that very interesting backstory with you right now. So basically what happened was earlier this month, everybody was told that this chick was sick with a specific illness, appendicitis. And it's a kind of painful illness that sometimes requires emergency surgery, appendicitis, and normally takes about 4 to 6 weeks to which to recover, appendicitis. The sad news and the sad photo were distributed widely and were designed to get you to feel sorry for her. Well, did you feel sorry for her? You did, didn't you? I didn't really, because I thought something was up. Well, you got played, according to the blind gossip people, right? It was all a lie. She did not have that illness at all. She did not have emergency surgery. She was actually in the hospital because her drug habit had spiraled out of control. Mm-hmm. See, now we're getting down to the dirt, the dishy part, the good part of this. Because the very next day after the fake illness was announced, her father drove her to a rehab center. She was freaked out by the fact that several other family members were waiting there to do an intervention with her. She denied that she had a problem, said that no one was going to tell her what she could and could not do. Entitled little see you next Tuesday, that's how they act, walked out without being admitted. She was like, no. Then about a week later, she finally relented and allowed herself to be checked into a different, more lenient facility. Like, she probably went down there where that Scott Dickhead from the Kardashian shit went down there in South America, get her like hallucinogenic freaking like hippie rehab, which I just don't understand how that can work. If you're going to go down there, you're going to go do drugs to quit doing drugs, that don't make no damn sense. But basically what they're saying is we're all still being played. They don't want you to know. What they don't want you to know is she is a spoiled brat child whose money goes straight up her nose. They want you to feel sorry for her. That's why they made up the fake illness, and that is why they are now using words like therapy and trauma instead of rehab and addict. Given her odd family history, does any of this surprise you? Now, that's what they want to know. Who is this? They want to know who is the daughter, what is the fake illness, appendicitis, and who's the father and mother? Now, if you've been paying attention to any gossip like the Hollywood Hick does on a daily basis, I'm addicted to this shit. I can't help myself. I read this, and immediately I knew exactly who it was. Because Ireland Baldwin, the daughter of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, is like this like coming up starlet model. She's gorgeous. I mean, how could you not be gorgeous with a mama like Kim Basinger? I will say that, because Kim Basinger is, I think, one of the most beautiful women ever. How she ever won an Oscar, I'll never know. But because she was not a good actress. But I mean, she just pulled it off in that one movie and won herself an Oscar. I bet you Alec Baldwin was pissed the fuck off, because that's what I heard. He was like, how can this horrible actress, beautiful, yes, but horrible actress, ever win an Oscar? And I can't. You know, his butt was chapped as hell. It's probably what led to the demise of their relationship, or probably part of it, or big part of it. I always feel like it was. But I'm thinking this is Ireland Baldwin, because she had a fake appendicitis and her father is Alec Baldwin and her mama is Kim Basinger. And I am not alone, because apparently she just released this freaking Ireland Baldwin. She's like, because people have been talking about she's going to rehab because she went to fucking rehab, and people know what the fuck is up. But apparently she put out a little press release saying, apparently I'm in rehab for intensive partying. So lots of O's on that. So I'm just going to lay pretty low for a bit and maybe get some frozen yogurt. Bullshit. Bullshit. And then she's like, I checked myself into SOBA for 2 weeks just to get away for a little bit. I'm not much of a party cat, liar, but I'm here to deal with some emotional trauma and getting the intensive therapy I needed in order to recover. Emotional trauma. Okay, now your dad did call you a rude, thoughtless little pig one time, but you were younger, and I thought you might have gotten over it by now. But really, I don't know what kind of trauma. Like, I don't understand these, like, rich, like, spoiled little kids who are like, I've had so much emotional trauma in my life. No, you haven't. You really haven't. You think you've had emotional trauma, but your freaking self-entitled ass has just been going about a self-entitled life for way too long to even understand what trauma might or might not be. But she's like, someday I'll feel ready to share my story openly without feeling the way I do. Right now, I just need a breather. Oh, please. You need a breather because you probably ain't slept hardly a night in your fucking last 6 months because you've been doing nothing but snort cocaine up your nose, because that's what everything else I read about you says, that you lack of the cocaine. And it's a hell of a drug, according to Rick James parody on Dave Chappelle, one of the all-time best sketch comedy sketches ever. The James Brown. Did I say James Brown? I meant Rick James. Rick James, when he's all, cocaine, it's a hell of a drug. It's a hell of a drug. And it is. I've tried it. And I don't recommend it, because I understand why people get hooked to it, because it was good. It was real good. So I stopped that shit. Stat. Uh-huh. The boozing and the weed. That's all a Hollywood Hick will do. I don't mess with none of that other shit. But basically, she's like, I need, and this is when you know they're full of bullshit. I needed a chance to work on myself and gather all the tools I need to overcome everything that I have been through and rid myself of all the pain I locked away in unreachable places. Oh, for the love of Pete. Yeah, it's like, I'm reading this off of the D-listed, and it's one of my favorite websites. I highly recommend it. This guy, Michael K, is so funny, who does this thing. But he's like, emotional trauma can mean anything from, I watched the Randy Quaid sex tape. That's so funny to me. I didn't even realize he wrote that on there, and I was talking about Randy earlier, but his brother made me think of him. And like me, why I ever bring it up, I don't know. But he says, but why do I keep bringing that nightmare up? Why? I know. I feel the same way. Every time I think about it, I'm like, why? Why did I even bring that up? But yeah, so it's like, basically he's saying some seriously serious shit, but Aaron doesn't really have to say then why she's in rehab. I mean, I love him. He's like he said the same thing. I mean, she's Alec Baldwin's daughter. If she walked into any treatment center and said, hello, I'm the daughter that Alec Baldwin called a rude, thoughtless little pig, they'd immediately declare a code red and shuffle her off to the therapist's office, which is pretty much probably the truth. But I just don't buy that she's like in there for like stress and emotional trauma. I think the bitch is up in there because she got a problem. She got a problem. And according to what I was just looking at, because I just clicked on here to see this, but apparently she may not be the only one. Breaking news, y'all. Breaking news. Apparently there may or may not be a video of Rihanna snorting cocaine. I'm shocked that Rihanna would have done cocaine ever in her life. Whatever. But I guess that's going on now. People are trying to say that Rihanna does the cocaine. And I don't know why anybody would find that shocking. Whatever. But, so bad girl Riri tweeted after somebody put a picture of her where it looks like she's doing it. So allegedly Rihanna does the cocaine, but apparently she put up a tweet where she's pissed off. She's like, bad girl, the N word that I'm not allowed to say because I'm not going to say it because with this accent, I really can't get away with it very easily. But she's like, N, your lame ass got some fucking nerve. Any fool could see that's a joint that I'm basing with cigarette. What the fuck does that mean? Who TF, I'm guessing who the fuck snorts tobacco? F-O, I do not, okay. I got to get a freaking Twitten dictionary because I don't know what all of the, for F-O-H, whatever that means, with you. F-O-H, with you. Like, this makes no sense. Never been to a rodeo or someone squeezing their nose means they're doing coke. Looking ass. Oh, okay, Riri, I was trying to like support you and think maybe you were going to defend yourself here, but this shit don't make no damn sense, girl. Your lame ass got some fucking nerve. I get that. That part I get. Any fool could see that's a joint that I'm basing with cigarette. Oh, I guess she's probably mixing it with cigarette. Just because didn't I have a blunt? I thought that's what a blunt was. I don't know. I should be more hip to the terminologies, but I'm not. But then who, TF, little T, big F, I'm thinking who the fuck snorts tobacco, which is a very good question. But the rest of my, F-O-H, excuse me, F-O-H with you. Fuck off hooker with you, something, I don't know. Never been to a rodeo, so somebody squeezing their nose means they're doing coke. Looking ass. I don't know what the fuck that means. I have no clue what that means. Riri, I was going to support you and try to be like, yo, this dude is like talking smack, but you make absolutely no damn sense. You made no damn sense. Okay, what the hell else is going on in the world? Let's see what's going on. Oh, okay. Remember a while back when the Hollywood hick had broke the fuck up with one Marky Mark because he's a complete dick thinking he should be let off the hook for all of the horrible, hateful hate crimes he did from his youths. And I'm a firm believer that hate crimes should never be forgiven. And on those felonies will stay on your record forever. And you're not going to get some pardon from the governor. If that governor did pardon you, I would be pitching a fit. Like you think my Wonder Woman fit would be bad? This fit might be even borderline worse. No, I take that back. There's no way. My Wonder Woman fit would just be more than anybody can handle. But apparently, Marky Mark, in his freaking infinite wisdom and like his entitledness and how I don't think he has a grasp on reality anymore. This is why we are broke the fuck up, Marky Mark. I used to like you. I used to think you were cute. Like, you're not aging well, for one. Really, you're not aging well. And all those steroids you're using to puff up and then unpuff, and like, you look gross. You look gross. You're short, and I got it on good authority. Your pecker's just as short as you are, and I think you're trying to overcompensate with some of this shit, and you need to just shut the fuck up. But apparently, while it's still fresh and the trial is going on, Marky Mark would like to make a movie about the Boston Marathon bombing. And apparently people in Boston ain't having it. And I'm on the complete side of the people in Boston. Too soon. The trial is still going on. It's fresh in these people's mind. You're just going to go in there and rub salt in the wounds. And you claim to be from Boston and like support everything there, but you just want to be a jackass and keep like making a fool out yourself. So how about you don't? How about you don't? But like what people are, the people of Boston are saying is like, how does someone who markets himself as a Boston guy, in quotes, not see that it is far too soon, that the city is still far too sad for its trauma to be transformed into mass entertainment? And that's a very good point. And a lot of people are asking that same question. Apparently, there's a couple other people trying to make movies on it, and it's just the way it is. But the thing is, and like the last line of this article, where did it come from? UpRocks, I think, is where the website that I got this on. But the thing is, they make a point, too. It's like, I'm waiting on his freaking 9/11 movie. Because remember, like, Marky Mark came out a while back saying that he says that he could have stopped 9/11. And my thing is, like, I say prove. I you could have stopped 9/11, really, Marky Mark. You, like, what you like, you got all the skills from a Transformers movie or whatever action flicks you've done in the past, and that makes you qualified to stop 9/11. I don't know. But that is the movie that UpRocks and the Hollywood Hick would like to see come out of Marky Mark. I would like to see his interpretation of how he would save the world from 9/11. And he would probably call it a drama, and I would probably refer to it as a spoof and be like, oh my God, look at this fool and his like self-entitled nonsense and his like need for a pardon. So Marky Mark, we are still broke the fuck up, and you can kiss my mother trucking Hollywood Hick ass. And that's all I'm saying on that shit. Fuck you, Marky Mark. Broke the fuck up. He keeps doing shit. He's such a tool. Like, he really, like, talk about somebody who has got no touch with reality. Like, he just, it's like he's lost it. Completely lost it. Dude is pissing me the hell off. So what else we got going on in the world? Oh, okay. We're getting here down towards the end. Here we got a few more minutes left on the Hollywood Hick today. And I came across this story. You know, I love a story about people that make me feel better about myself, right? I just love them to pieces. It's one of my favorite things ever in the history of ever. And I came across this story where, and I think this was in Georgia. And one, I didn't even know Georgia had armadillos, because I'm from North Carolina. That ain't that far from Georgia. And I ain't never seen an armadillo out in the wild. But maybe they like imported this armadillo. I don't know. I don't remember if this thing ever said. But apparently, this dude, 54-year-old Larry McElroy, fired his 9mm pistol at the animal in Lee County, Georgia, before the bullet ricocheted off its armor, hit a fence, then smashed through the back door, hitting her in the back. So his mother-in-law got hit by the ricocheted bullet. The bullet ricocheted off an armadillo into a fence and then went through the trailer wall, because you know this was a trailer park. It had to be a trailer park. Went through the wall of the trailer and then through the back of her Lazy Boy chair and shot her in the back. That's basically what it said. The bullet killed the animal, but also ricocheted off of it, hit a fence, went through the back door of his mother-in-law's mobile home, through a recliner she was sitting in, and into her back. Now, the mother-in-law is supposed to be okay, but apparently the armadillo is dead. So if it ricocheted off the armadillo, how did it still kill it? That is the question that I have. That is the main question that the Hollywood Hick is sitting here wondering right now. How did that armadillo die if it ricocheted off of it? That means the bullet bounced off, which means it didn't go up in there. But did it go up in there and then bounce? Like, I can't figure out the mathematics behind this. I really can't. But I mean, I guess the dead armadillo is proof that the dude's story is true. I don't know. How is the mother-in-law supposed to know? She was sitting in the house watching TV in a recliner thinking she was just done for the day or whatever. And the dumbass son-in-law, Larry McElroy, decides to... And is it legal to shoot armadillos in Georgia? Like, is he in trouble for shooting this armadillo? There's so many questions I have on this story. It just cracks my ass right the fuck up. It does. It really does. And we got a couple minutes left here. Not even. Like a minute and a half. And there's one thing I wanted to just point out. And it's my people, the homos. Sometimes you make do some things that you should really not do. And there's a couple of homos up in San Francisco who have started this campaign. Because, you know, Hillary Clinton announced that she was going to run for president over the weekend, right? Well, now they have started up a thing that says, I'd bottom for Hillary campaign. And if you don't know what bottoming is, that means you're the one who takes it up the butt. And that just, to me... One, it's sort of degrading. Like, okay, the woman is running for president, and we would like her to be president, possibly. Like, we don't want more, or we don't want these freaking Republican crazy people, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. Like, no, I can't. Like, what's the other one that's throwing his hat up in there, that other Rubio or whatever his name is? No. Quit being assholes, homo. This is not a good campaign for her. One, it makes homos look bad, okay? You're making our people look bad. Just freaking stop it, right? And two, it's kind of disrespectful to Hillary. I don't care what you say. It's funny, yes, and I get what you're doing, but stop. Please, homos, stop this nonsense. Like, you're not doing any good. All you're doing is giving ammunition to the enemy for something that they can ridicule. You get that? Are you that smart? Think about it. Just think about it for just a couple of few seconds, and it will honestly make sense, I swear to God. And on that note right there, y'all, this is the Hollywood Hick. I've done run myself out of time here on the Crab Diving Network. Make sure you listen every day on the 7s, here on the West Coast, on the 10s, on the East Coast. Follow a brother on Twitter, at the H. Wood Hick. You can also follow me at Brent Paris on Twitters, too. Follow the Facebook page, The Hollywood Hick. I'm always posting shit on there. You can tell me what you think of me on there, and I might reply back. And if you're nasty, I'll probably get nasty, too. It's all kind of fun. It's in sport. And I will be at the Barry Manilow Extravaganza at the Staples Center this evening, live tweeting at the H. Wood Hick. So make sure you tune in. And that does it for me. Y'all, everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle lamb, do, bitches. But mother trucking, bye. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Greg lamb, Greg lamb, Greg lamb, Greg lamb, Greg lamb now.